Hello, and welcome to the new Wednesday night naturopathic health call. I'm Michael Wolfeld, the staff naturopath with Purium Health Products, and we're really happy that you've joined us again. We hope to have another informative and entertaining call. And once again, I want to remind everyone that our goal is to provide you with information that you can put into practice. We're not talking just theory here. What we're talking is helping you work ideas into your life so they become part of your real existence. And I want to remind everyone that next week we will be in Florida and we will be doing talks in Miami, North Miami on Friday the 12th. And North Miami on Sunday the 14th. We'll be in Sunrise on Monday the 15th. We'll be in Boca Tuesday the 16th. We'll be Boca Wednesday the 17th. On the 18th, we will be in Coral Springs. And that morning on the 18th at 10 o'clock Florida time, I'll be hosting a radio show on WPSL, which I believe is AM 1500 or 1550. But you can go to WPSL.com and find out, and I think you can actually listen online. So it's wonderful to be with you again, and I have a special guest. Joel could not make it today, and so my special guest is none other than the one and only Nora Wolfeld, who is my wife. And Nora is, I call her the super sleuth. In fact, Nora often is the one who finds the information that I end up sharing with you because she can root out the most amazing information that is actually quite apparent, and it's only a question of being able to know where to look for it. But anyway, so she's quite adept at doing that, and she's going to add some very good information. Well, as probably you all noticed and read, in the Monday Morning Health Minute this week, the featured product was the Power Shake. And I actually get several questions about the Power Shake from time to time. And people often ask, well, how is the best way to use it? You know, when should I use it? Is this better than buying the things individually? So on and so forth. So those are the kinds of questions that that come up. And I would like to say that the Power Shake is probably one of our most popular, if not most successful, products that is being used by customers and members alike. And I think the reason is simple. It's an easy-to-use formula that contains practically everything that your body needs to sustain itself. So it really is an ideal meal replacement. In fact, it's one of the best meal replacements you'll probably ever find. The only thing that you might possibly want to add that you're not going to get a huge amount is vitamin C. And, of course, you could add some C from nature or the Amla vitamin C, and then you're really set. Now, of course, the Power Shake can be used in many, many different ways. You don't have to have a health reason to use it. It's just a great way to ensure that you're getting nutrients, protein, carbohydrates, and you know all the goodies that the body utilizes for optimum health. But I would say that the majority of people who use the Power Shake use it for two reasons. One is for weight loss, and one is for fitness and athletic performance. Well, I think in this case, either of those scenarios, whether we're talking about weight loss or we're talking about fitness, what we're really doing is we are discussing the idea of if we want the body to do what we're asking it to do. In the case of weight loss, we want the body to become more efficient and be able to burn calories. And in the case of fitness, we're looking for performance. Okay. Well, in either case, the body is like a fine-tuned automobile, and it has to have proper tune-up. And in the case of the body, if it's not receiving the nutrients it needs, The carbohydrates and the proteins and even the fats that you're consuming cannot be utilized properly. And Nora, would you like to discuss that at all in terms of why it's so important that the nutrients are present when you're consuming carbo? Because a lot of athletes, for example, know about carbo loading.
A lot of people think, well, I'm getting tired or whatever. I need more calories, or I need to work out a lot. I need more calories. Well, calories are like fuel, and fuel alone isn't going to give you energy. You have to convert that fuel into energy, and what does that in, say, a car, for example, is the engine. Well, we have an engine in our systems, our bodies. It's not made of metal like engine of a car. It's made of chemicals, biochemicals, and we could call it the metabolic engine. And this engine is made up of vitamins, minerals, proteins and minerals together, and vitamins make enzymes, which are actually what do the work in the chemical reactions there. But basically, we have our engine is a biochemical engine, and if it's not getting the vitamins and minerals that it needs, and also proteins in the right form, it's not going to be able to convert the calories that you consume and the carbohydrates and sugars into energy. And what happens is the person just gets fatter and fatter and feels more and more tired and mental fog and all of this. It's just a problem of having empty calories is what our American diet is. Lots of carbohydrates, lots of sugars, and stimulating ingredients to the taste buds, but really low on vitamins and minerals. And a key point here is vitamins and minerals that are in a form that the body can use. And the only form that the body recognizes is the form that nature produces. It cannot be synthesized or imitated in a laboratory.
Well, Nora, I guess one of the questions that comes up, and this is probably the single biggest question that I get all the time on an average, is a caller will say, I'm using 1,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, so how much of your C from nature or your amla vitamin C, how much do I need to take? And maybe you could address that in a simple way so that people understand why it is that these chemical synthesized vitamins just don't work in the body.
Well, again, we could go back to the idea of the engine, and engines, I don't know if this is always true of engines, but they're made of gears, really. And gears...
Well, they have gears.
They have gears,
yeah.
Right. It's the gears that make the action happen. Or we could think of that in terms of the metabolic engine, and we could think of these gears, each gear maybe being a vitamin or a mineral or something like that, and we take vitamin C, that's because you're talking about that right now, but this would also apply to all the other vitamins and minerals also, but in a different way. So you take vitamin C and say that's the gear. Well, the gear has teeth. Now, every vitamin in nature comes in a complex. It's not just ascorbic acid. Now, we think of vitamin C, we think of ascorbic acid. Well, that's only a piece of the gear, so to speak. It's like having the gear without any teeth on it. And it will go to intermesh in the chemical reactions that take place. With the other gears that it needs to pull with, and the teeth just aren't there. So that's when somebody says, I'm taking 1,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, well, so what, in a sense? You say, well, have you got the other things there that'll make it work in the body? And if you take the amla C, which is the purium product that has ascorbic acid in it, it also has all the other complexes that come with vitamin C that make it work.
Well, it doesn't really have ascorbic acid. The ascorbic acid is naturally occurring.
Right. It has the natural ascorbic acid. It doesn't have any isolated synthetic ascorbic acid in it, but ascorbic acid is part of the C complex in nature. And but so that's to get back to our analogy, that's how I would explain it. You also explain it very well in other ways, Mike.
Right. So, but I think the issue that really needs to be reviewed on a fairly, you know, regular basis is this idea that the body cannot exist just by consuming carbohydrates and fats and even proteins. And so many people, so many athletes that I talk to, they are so concerned with carbo loading. And in fact, there are people, there are triathletes who for years thought that if they load up on, you know, even donuts, that's carbo loading. Well, obviously that's carbo loading, but what form is it in? And, you know, how quickly is that going to metabolize into real energy that can be used, because it's already a fake food.
Yeah, no, we hear so much about exercise being good for health. Well, actually, many of these athletes, especially when they get to middle age or a little older, when they've been doing a lot of exercise, extreme exercise their whole lives, you know, you hear them have a heart attack or high cholesterol or any of these other symptoms of their tissues breaking down, especially when it starts breaking down in the organs. Those organs are going to fail. And if the athlete has not been taking vitamins and minerals in a whole food form, in other words, eating a good whole food diet, the exercise is actually not going to be that helpful for them. They start tearing down their own tissues in order to make that energy for them to use for this excessive kind of exercise. And the same is true for building proteins. Now, our proteins are a basic building block for the tissues and organs of the body. So they also do not function without the vitamins and minerals from whole foods. Enzymes are proteins plus a vitamin and mineral, so you can take all the protein you want, but if you don't have the vitamins and minerals there to make the enzyme to do the work of all of these chemical reactions, every chemical reaction in the body is powered by an enzyme, and if that if those vitamins and minerals are not there, then the enzymes won't work. So that's about how I explain that part of it. got a little problem here, so take care of it.
Yes, thank you. Well, Nora, we've been dealing with a plumbing issue.
Many things.
Yeah, many things, but a plumbing issue with a leak under our slab. That's a whole other story. But in fact, I should mention this because I think it's very appropriate in terms of when we're talking about, you know, our health and problems that our bodies are going through, and we tend to sometimes just ignore warning signs. And I think this is a good sequitur to talk about this. We have been noticing for several months now a place on our floor that is extra warm. It feels really nice, especially in the wintertime when you walk over it, because it warms your toes, and Nora can put laundry on it to dry, and it dries fast. She can ferment food quicker because it keeps it warm. And, of course, our minds never decided to say, wait a second, where is this coming from? Why is this doing this? We just sort of said, all right, well, this has always been like this, so it must be fine. Well, it has not always been like that. And the point is that finally, you know, our brain sort of kicked into gear and said, wait a second, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And, of course, we've got a plumber, and, you know, he, you know, told us that, yeah, we have a basically what's called a slab leak. And so they have to reroute the hot water line so it goes through the ceiling, because you can't tear up the concrete and try and get to it. So in any event, the reason I'm bringing this up is that we often deal with our bodies the same way. And we get signals from our bodies that we need sleep, we need water, we need food, we need to be calm. And we just sort of ignore these signs, and we use our willpower to push through issues or problems that maybe we should be paying attention to. And so I think this is a good opportunity to just mention that, because it is a problem that many, many people deal with. And so I think that that's an important thing. Another issue that we should, by the way, if you hear a little clanging in the back, that's just the plumber trying to fix the hot water leak we have. Another question that has come up often is we have two products. We have one product called the Joint Flex and another product that was called Super Male Formula. And both of these products contain green lipped muscle. And it's a shellfish. I mean, people probably are familiar. You can go to an Italian restaurant and you can order mussels on pasta. Of course, they cook them. This is not been cooked. So that's a difference. But the main thing is the question comes up all the time is, if I am allergic to shellfish, can I use this product? Well, believe it or not, the answer is not an unequivocal no. It's maybe. And here's the reason. Shellfish are, by their nature, filter feeders, and many of them are bottom dwellers. They just sort of leach themselves onto rocks and coral. And in other words, they don't move a lot. And so if they are in an environment that has a lot of unpleasant things in the water, some of those things can end up in that shellfish. And that's really why the shellfish should not be eaten. In fact, old Jewish law talks about not eating shellfish for that very reason, because it can contain a lot of toxins. Well, the green lip mussel that is in these two products is a completely different type of shellfish. And here's why. It is a cultivated product that is farmed. It's farmed in the Marlborough Sound of New Zealand, and the water is very pure, very clean, and these mussels do not affix themselves to coral or rocks on the bottom of the sea, of this bay, but rather they're actually put on ropes. And they're attached to ropes, and the ropes just hang from buoys at the top, and they just are suspended in the water. And so what happens is that because the water is clean and pure, and the water is very rich in minerals, what those mussels are feeding are basically the nutrients and the high concentration of minerals that are present in that water. And so because of that, you end up with green lip mussel powder, because it's basically just, it's vacuum dried at a very, very low temperature. So it's really enzyme active. It's a phenomenal process that a company called Aquaculture patented. And it's really excellent, because the green sea lip mussel provides mucopolysaccharides and a host of other goodies, nutrients, minerals, vitamins, and just all sorts of things that we haven't even identified yet. And the reason why these mucopolysaccharides can be so helpful, especially for the athlete, is that if you take a brand new baby or a fetus, while that fetus is growing for those 9 months, that body is about 97% mucopolysaccharide. And that's why that little child can go from the one united cell to 7 to 9 pounds in 9 months. And then from the time of birth and through the age of, say, 14, 15, somewhere around there, maybe before that, you go from maybe 8 to 9 pounds up to maybe 130, 140. During that time, the body has over 90% mucopolysaccharides. Once you get to 18, that mucopolysaccharide content starts to dwindle. Now, what does mucopolysaccharides do? Well, obviously, it is responsible for growing. It does regeneration. It's the glue of life, as Dr. Orv Miller used to say, who was a pharmacist, professor at pharmacy at UCLA or USC. I can't remember where. USC, I think. And he used to say that mucopolysaccharides are the glue of life. So, in other words, when you start consuming the greenlit mussels, when they've been properly processed and properly grown in pure water, then you are getting a concentrated source of the mucopolysaccharides back into your body. Now, it's interesting to note what happens when the mucopolysaccharide content in our body starts to dwindle. Because probably everyone notices, if you are over the age of 25 or 30, that you start getting smile lines and wrinkles, and you start getting more bumps and bruises that don't heal quite as quickly as they healed when you were 10 or 12. In fact, you can cut your finger when you're 5 or 6, and it almost goes away by looking at it. It's amazing how fast the body heals. Now, warm-blooded animals, all warm-blooded animals, which we are a part of, start to dwindle their concentration of mucopolysaccharides after they reach maturity age, whatever that is in different animals. For us, it's usually around 18 or so. And at that point, it starts to go down lower and lower and lower. And because it's not needed, we're not growing anymore, okay? Now, you will maintain anywhere from 5 to 9% mucopolysaccharides, which is really adequate for most applications for regeneration when there's been a wound or an injury, that kind of thing. But in most cases, because of lifestyle choices that we've made and environments we live in, that mucopolysaccharide content can go all the way down to even, 1 or 2%, which means we do not have the reserves there that can be used for the healing process when it's necessary, especially if we've had torn ligaments or, muscles or tendons and things like that. Now, in cold-blooded animals, fish especially, they will produce mucopolysaccharides their entire life, from the moment of conception until they die. And this is, it sounds funny, but this is why sharks and fish don't ever get wrinkled skin, because their skin is constantly being rebuilt with this material. And so that is the advantage of it. Now, the reason why we've included it in those two products is because it's the foundation of life. And so obviously in JointFlex, it's being used to help regenerate. The body uses those nutrients in the mucopolysaccharides to actually do its own repair work and rebuilding. And that's how the body works. If we give the body the right tools, it can heal anything. Hippocrates said that. And that's our whole premise of what we talk about on this show every week. And that's our premise of PHP. That's how we present ourselves, because it happens to be the truth. In the super male formula, because people are obviously using that for, people that have had libido issues and things like that, and we're going to have a whole call just on that, which is a whole another subject. But in terms of why that is valuable, it's much more valuable to give the body the nutrients and the substance that goes into forming life than to simply give the body something that is going to stimulate it. So I think that's the whole secret to that. So, and once again, I would like to just go back a second to what I was talking about when I told you about our slab leak and how, we have to listen and pay attention to what's going on. Listening to the body is absolutely imperative if we're going to actually be healthy. And it's not the easiest thing to do because we're not used to doing it. Nora, do you have any insights in terms of what can people do to actually become more in tune with what their body is saying to them? Because our bodies constantly talk.
Yes, that's right. And we don't hear it because we don't understand the language. And I think
that's a good way of putting it.
One of the best things that we could do is just gain a greater understanding of our bodies and how they function. And it's not hard. It's interesting because we talk to people, all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and some of the most educated people have a really difficult time understanding really simple concepts sometimes, and somebody with, you know, just an ordinary person can really understand quite deep concepts very quickly when we talk to them. So it has nothing to do with... somebody might think that this is like medical. When you talk about medical profession, you need to have quite a background to understand what they're talking about. But when you talk about natural health, there are basic concepts that anybody can understand. And one thing, for example, we were talking earlier at the beginning of this hour that about how vitamins work. And our lives become so complicated that the distance between cause and effect can get very obscured. And if we don't know what we're looking for, then we won't be in tune with what's happening. Well, for example, the vitamin E complex. Michael was telling me one time that when he was first getting into this health and vitamins and so forth, he was working for other companies and so forth, and he found that taking vitamin E, a vitamin E supplement, was very helpful for him. And so he was taking it and feeling good and getting results from it. And then all of a sudden, or very slowly, actually, it started not working so well. And pretty soon he thought, gee, you know, I'm not sure these vitamin E supplements are even good for me. I think I'll stop taking them. And he actually felt better when he stopped taking them. Now, if we understand just the basic concept of how vitamins work in the body as complexes, we'd understand that taking a synthetic vitamin E that does not have the full complex structure that it would have in a whole food, then the body is going to have to steal from the tissues and the rest of the body chemistry those aspects it needs in order to make the synthetic vitamin work. So you would get an initial feeling better.
Keep in mind that there are many, many tocopherols that exist in nature and that our body uses.
Right.
And so if we're only taking D-alpha...
Right, that's exactly it.
That's the problem.
It's a supplement that's D-alpha tocopherol, right? In order for that to work, it's going to have to steal some other tocopherols from your tissues. Okay, and you may have a great need for that D-alpha tocopherol, so your body will use it that way.
And that's why you feel. That's why I felt so good for a few days.
Exactly. So you, for a few days, at first the supplement may seem to be great. It seemed to be just what you need. But then you may not start feeling too well, and you may not associate it with the supplement that you're taking. You're saying, okay, now something else is wrong. So
right, because in truth, if your body has stolen all those extra tocopherols, your metabolism has now been
altered
significantly,
yes.
And now it has to come up with a...
So you get on a roller coaster with vitamin supplements the same way you do with drugs. You start taking one to counteract the effects of the other, and pretty soon your metabolism is all messed up.
Yes. Well, this is a good way that you can listen to your body. You know, many people call me all the time, and they'll say, how do I know how much of this to take? And I said, well, you know, there is no one-size-fits-all. I said, you have to use your own discrimination to learn what your body is saying in terms of what you're taking. Because obviously, you know, if you had somebody who is, you know, exercising a lot in a type of physical job they have versus someone else who basically is sits at a desk doing rather, you know, monotonous kind of work, who's not really having to concentrate a lot, obviously their nutritional needs are going to be significantly different. Just like the same person sitting at the same office, in the same office, who's at a job, same number of hours, doesn't move anymore, but they are doing a job that requires incredible concentration, they are going to be using more nutrients. And so I think that's the issue that, you know, we have to come to understand, that every situation is unique and we have to value each one. But the point is, we can listen to, by listening to our body, by learning. And one of the examples I always give, Nora, which I think is very obvious, and it's sort of humorous at the same time. If you're not much of a drinker of alcohol, and you go to a party and you drink the equivalent of a bottle of wine, trust me, you all know that you are going, your body is going to be talking to you. You may feel giddy at the time, you may feel wonderful, whatever, and there's a good chance that later on that night or the next morning, your body is going to be yelling at you, possibly through vomiting or whatever. And so this is a very, very outlandish, obvious example of listening to your body, but it's exactly that. I mean, it's the same thing as, I remember once years ago, I was at a trade show, and this manufacturer took me out to dinner. He said, "Oh, we're going to go for Thai food." So we went for Thai food, and he said, "Have you ever had a Thai iced tea?" And I said, "No, I never have." And he said, "Oh, you'll like it. It's very good." So it really is quite delicious. You know, it's got condensed milk and who knows how much sugar. But, of course, what I didn't realize, it was, like, laden with caffeine. Well, we ended up drinking two of these, and we started dinner at, I think, 6 o'clock at night. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, we were sitting in the lobby of the hotel having this great conversation because we were wide awake. So much caffeine had entered our bloodstream that, you know, there was no way. I don't think I slept till the next night.
Well, that's a good leeway into what I, another thing, a point I want to bring out, which is a key element to listening to your body is to be calm.
Right.
And Michael gets calls a lot of times from people who have just talked to their doctors. And the
that'll stress you out.
Scare the living daylights out of
Yeah, they're good at that.
And in a state of mind like that, it's very hard to listen to somebody giving you advice, for one thing, and it's very hard to listen to what your own body really needs. And trying to make a choice, well, should I do this or listen to this person or that person, you can't do it if you're scared, if you're fearful. And so one of the things that Michael and I basically believe is that your body is a wonderful machine, and with an intelligence we couldn't even begin to understand with our intellect. And
yeah, it's phenomenal what the body can
and
do.
If you can start trusting that and believing that there are forces in your body that are really working to make you healthy at all times, you'll start getting a little happier and
start treating your body better.
Treating your body better and getting into a calm enough state of mind so you can actually listen to what it is trying to tell you.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think that's a good sequel to the idea of how do we maintain calmness. I think that's a real challenge. I probably at least once or twice a day talk to someone who is so stressed out. It is obvious that the health concerns that they are experiencing are often, if not partially, all related to that stress. And two things come to my mind when we're talking about stress. Number one, when your body is being put under undue stress, whether you can control it or not doesn't even matter at this point. What matters is you must realize that when your body is under stress, it needs more nutrients because it's utilizing more nutrients because you're basically keeping yourself in what's called the fight or flight syndrome. Your body is producing lots of adrenaline and, you know, you're in this overload. You're in high gear and you can only be in high gear so long. You know, you try and run a car at red line and you'll blow the engine up. And so many people through constant stressful reactions to things are basically running their body at red line. And you can only do that for a certain period of time before you start having symptoms of problems. And that's what a lot of people are experiencing. And one of the best techniques that I have ever heard, and I've practiced this myself, is a friend of ours who's now a retired minister. He has a great technique he tells people. He said, you know, when you're feeling really stressed, you know, go outside if you can, or at least near an open window. If you can walk around for 15 or 20 minutes, that's even better. And while you're walking around or sitting still, do deep breathing and, you know, breathe in, inhale, you know, fill your lungs and through your nose and then blow the air out through your mouth slowly. And while you're doing that, repeat to yourself to the exclusion of every other thought. In other words, if you've got worries, if you've got problems, no matter what they are, for this period of time that you're going to walk around or do deep breathing, you are not allowed to think of anything other than what I'm about to say. And he says, repeat this as many times as you can. He says, repeat, I'm a child of God. God loves me. Everything is fine. And I'll tell you, folks, if you will do that, it is amazing because it permeates, it's like a sponge that just permeates your consciousness and your mind and your heart. And within a short period of time, you are feeling loved. You're feeling like everything is fine. And then you have the wherewithal that you've got this renewed strength, and now you can go and face the problem. And oftentimes, that problem that you were looking at looks a whole bunch different when you're calm than when you're all stressed out. In fact, you know, the old expression, make a mountain out of a molehill. Well, that's where that comes from, because when we are stressed out and we are so involved, you know, you can concentrate on something so much that you lose focus of what it is. So keep in mind, try that affirmation, do deep breathing, and be constantly aware that if you're under stressful situations on a regular basis, you need to give your body more nutrients, more support. Don't, you know, go and buy that candy bar. You know, don't reach for the cup of coffee when you're feeling tired. That's when to have a power shake. You know, that's when to have a green drink. That's when to have some of the cherry juice even. You know, you want to put real food into your system. And the nice thing about all these products is they're convenient. They're easy to use. And the power shake is super easy because it's all mixed together. The scoop comes in it. Throw the scoop in the glass. Stir it up. You got a shaker, shake it up. And you will notice the improvement of having nutrients flood your body. And so those are two great things that you can do to manage stress and really help out. Well, Nora, I think we've come to about the end of our period here.
That was fast.
Hey, when you're having fun, it's always quick. And I don't think the people actually heard too much banging or, you know, grinding.
I don't know.
I don't see any water on the floor, so I think we're in good shape.
No more warm floor. I'm sorry.
Right, no more warm floor. You know, it's like the warm floor reminds me of the scenario of, you know, of a fever. That a fever, you know, a lot of times, you know, the doctor will tell you, well, go take aspirin. You know, let's knock that fever down. Well, no. Why in the world would your body have a fever if it wasn't designed to do something? Everything has a purpose, and we'll talk about that on another call too. But it's this idea of paying attention and learning what the body's doing.
And stop fearing the body.
Stop fearing.
We get a symptom, and oh, we're so afraid. I mean, I speak from my experience.
Yeah.
It's not necessary when we understand the great amount of intelligence that's actually working for us.
It's incredible.
And it's the same intelligence that's growing the trees or the vegetables that we eat, so everything works together. So stick on the side of intelligence and the side of truth, and truth is calm and love and peace and joy.
Exactly.
So it all comes, you pull the tail of the cat, you get the whole cat.
You certainly do, unless you've got a knife and you cut it off and you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So once again, we really thank you for being with us, and I certainly thank my wonderful guest, Nora, for joining us and taking over where Joel would not be able to make it this particular call.
My pleasure.
And also to remind you that Nora and I will both be traveling. And just as a reminder, we will be in Phoenix. I'm looking at the wrong place. We will be in Florida cities starting on the 12th of February, which is just a couple of days, 2 days from now. So we'll be in North Miami on the 12th, and then once again on the 14th on Sunday. And then on the 13th, I forgot to mention, we will actually be at a place called Ultimate Wellness at 1 p.m., and that's in Boca Raton. And once again, on Monday, the 15th of February, we'll be it's Simply Natural in Sunrise. Tuesday, the 16th, we'll be in Boca at the Wild Hair, which I believe is a spa.
You should give the name first.
That's a good idea, Wild Hair. Wednesday, this is actually a pure planet event, but you know people can come. Just you have to realize that I'm talking pure planet, and that's going to be at the Vitamin Connection in Boca Raton. And then on the 18th, which is Thursday, I'm in Coral Springs, and I don't have the name of that place. I believe it is a spa also. And then on Saturday, I forgot to mention this, Saturday the 20th, we'll actually be at a health food store in St. Petersburg called Nature's Finest. So if anyone's around there, we'd be happy to meet you. If you want to come around 2 o'clock, it would be great to meet you. I'm doing a staff training before that, but we always have time to say hi. And then if you are anywhere near Hudson, Florida, on Monday the 22nd, I'm also doing a staff training for the store personnel. But I would be happy to meet with you about 11:30 if you want to show up there. So anyhow, once again, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll be back next week. And this was pre-recorded, as the calls for the rest of February will also be pre-recorded with Joel. So take good care, God bless, and stay healthy and happy.